We were also thinking that this would even be a fun app that one could design where a child might be creating a little story using these pieces of clip art, and there could be sort of an AI agent on the side that adds in some objects for the child, and sort of the child and the AI are interactively creating a story on this canvas. Something like that could be a lot of fun, but it's not something that we've actively worked on yet. When people created these scenes, we do have information about the order in which they moved things around, they added stuff to the scene, removed things from the scene, and so on. And I think that would be great to study, to see. In particular, you could study things like, do they place sort of the background objects first that don't necessarily have anything to do with the meaning yet, and then add the foreground salient objects? Or do they create the parts of the scene that are most relevant to the meaning first, and then add these other things just to make sure the scene is kind of holistic and realistic looking? And coming back to that example of the app that we were talking about with a child creating a scene jointly with an AI, I think this sequential nature is very important, that if you're trying to get the two to interact, then if the child drags in Mike, let's say, then it would be useful for the AI to know that, given what has happened so far, this is probably an object that I can drag in at this point in time to make the scene a little bit more interesting. And so I think that sequential aspect emerges very naturally when you think of an interactive setting in which two agents, two entities are collaboratively creating a scene. And that's where some common sense can also kick in, that based on what has been created so far, my common sense tells me that this is the thing that makes most sense next.